Chapter 4. A Homecoming Welcome. Sarah had experienced hundreds of remnants in her life, some of them so awful they literally made her sick. They always left her cold and often in tears. Having become so familiar with them, it wasn't hard to recognize when her best friend had just experienced his first one. Lying on the ground, Dak continued shivering like they'd just landed in the middle of an Arctic winter.
"If you're still mad at me," he said through chattering teeth, "feel free to gloat."
She was still angry with him. He'd been wrong to leave Rick behind and never should have forced her to leave that way. But it was hard to stay angry while he looked so pathetic. Sarah crouched down beside him and put a comforting hand on his shoulder.
"You never get used to it, but at least the feelings pass pretty fast."
The remnant was probably made worse by the stresses of time travel, which were already hard enough. At least he'd stopped shivering. Dak rolled to a sitting position and wrapped his arms around his legs.
"I'm sorry, Sarah. I never understood before. Not really.
I wish you didn't have to understand now."
Then she smiled and bumped his side with her elbow.
"But this is the point of what we've been doing. We're fixing things."
She had expected Dak to respond with his usual positive attitude, or at least something playfully sarcastic. But now he only looked at her with eyes that had become hollow and hopeless.
"Not this time, Sarah. You said that remnants are a feeling that something has gone wrong, that what you see with your eyes isn't what you feel is true."
He turned away and shook his head.
"Well, something's definitely wrong. I think coming back here was a mistake."
"We didn't have any choice. If we don't get a new square, we'll have no way of knowing what else needs to be fixed."
"Then let's just get it and leave as fast as we can."
That was what they should do, yes. But Sarah still felt haunted by what she'd seen in the cataclysm. She longed to go home, just for a minute, just to check that everything there was okay, and maybe better than okay. Sarah had learned, to her horror, that her parents were destined to die in the cataclysm, but that meant they should be alive now. What if they were at home waiting?